Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. The next hour, Alex Stein, traveling around the country, New York, you name it, is going to be our guest. So look for that in your phone calls coming up. Here's some of what happened in New York just a few days ago.
You guys are awesome. I love you. I love you. I love you.
This is when you know it's effective, when people will come out here and protest you. That's because these people love the establishment. We are the anti-establishment. We are the counterculture. These guys defend. They call me a fascist. They're the fascists. The definition of fascism is a merger of corporation and state. This is how you know you're winning. I love it.
You might bother with that Joanne's fabric. What kind of imbecile are you?
What are
you?
Is there a better deal?
You don't buy boxes.
But I want to say I love you all. I know you guys don't like me, but I love each and every one of you.
When you're not wearing socks, what's your f***ing
bother to say that I love you guys?
With your moccasins, you idiot.
Wait,
any f***ing feet.
Wow, feet live. I really
hey, I'm Alex Stein, AlexStein99 on Twitter. No, but seriously, look at this. I love drag, guys. I'm gender fluid.
For a little bit, I'm back on. But I'm just saying, I love you. You look a good vibration.
I love you.
Tough on a trans girl's dick.
Wow. Wow, that's sweet, but I want you to live a long, prosperous life. That's
yeah. And I hope you die.
That's what they want me to do, Jeff.
Shonda for the Goyim.
Wow.
For the
Goyim. I don't even know what that quite means, but I know this. I know that you're a good person.
I'm not. Not to you.
Not a good person?
Not to you. You're within my personal space, and I know you have grounds in New York State law to actually push you away.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I'm a fan of yours.
Please move away before I...
These people are under. They have mental issues, guys. These people are on antidepressants. These guys have horrible mental issues. That's why they come out here and do this. And you know what? I love it. This is how you know I made it. When I can just come out here and do whatever I want. Look at that. Alex Stein! Oh, this is the best! Dude, come on, dude. Say hey!
I'm a little disappointed. There was a sign earlier with my name on it. Okay. I'm very sad.
All right, guys. We gotta go. I love you guys. Keep following me on Twitter. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. Orange Crack Antifa! Orange Crack Antifa! Orange Crack Antifa! Archie Crash and Tiva, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I can just come out here and do whatever I want.
Look at that. Alex Stein. Yes. Come on, dude. Say hey.
I'm a little disappointed. There
foodtoday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning, certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's me, Primetime 99, and Ross DeBond.
What up, baby?
And we're here in Washington Square Park asking people all about Pride, why they're here, what they're celebrating, having a good time.
Let's go get it, baby girl.
Dude, this place is insane.
Yes.
You guys
yes.
Long. You love your
yes, yes, and more yes. Are you a pony or a person? I don't give a you're mine.
Are there people swimming in it?
My name is Star with 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours.
Are you in favor of my body, my choice?
Oh, my body, my choice.
My body,
my choice. Why live in my governor said it's still our choice.
Oh, nips are out too. Sun's out, hun's out, honey buns all over. I gotta walk up with the energy. I gotta walk up with the energy. You ready? Yes, this is the fun corner. How's everybody doing? Turn up, turn up. You're queen. I'm loving it. So let me ask you a question. Do you have the best booty out here, do you think?
No. I mean,
good answer.
It's great. It's fantastical. I mean, never been done before, never been seen before.
Okay, let me ask everybody a question. Now that we're all out here together and we're having fun together, do we kind of think, since none of us are wearing masks, that maybe it was a little bit bullshit?
A little bit.
A little bit. Ah, she told the truth. Everybody else thinks that when no one's looking, though, right?
Controversial. Controversial.
This is controversial. So some people, though, come on, who cares about controversy, well, girl?
Are you in favor of my body, my choice?
Yes, of course. My body, my choice.
Okay, awesome. Let me ask you guys a question. My body, my choice, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What about for vaccine mandates?
My body, my choice. They just said it.
Yeah. But even for vaccine mandates, right? Like, if you don't want it, you, I don't want it.
I don't know. Depends.
Oh, the tower's falling. Come on. Say no. No, if you don't want it, you don't have to have it.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Freedom. Let's go, bitches. Do you like my body, my choice?
Yes.
What about for vaccine mandates? Can people choose?
Yes.
Okay.
Anti-vax, no.
Oh!
Let's go.
Anybody else anti-vax in this mug? What is your name?
The Real Joker of NYC. Nice to meet you.
The Real Joker. I love it. So, my body, my choice?
Your body, your choice.
What about for vaccine mandates? My body, my choice for vaccine mandates?
Hey, if you don't want it, don't get it, bro.
Oh, I love it.
They can't tell us what to do with our body. Can't tell us what to do with our body.
High fives. Your body, your choice, right?
Yes.
Even for vaccine mandates, right?
Yes.
Okay, I like it. Who said boo? Who said boo? I want to hear it. That's right. You shut up and keep your hands off my body. My body, my choice?
Yes.
For vaccine mandates, too?
Yes.
I love it. I hope y'all keep that energy if they try some bullshit with monkeypox.
It means we're having fun, enjoying yourself, enjoying everybody, enjoying the love that spreads around. The hate, the bullshit. Live your life, be you, be free, and be naked.
And be naked.
And be naked.
Inside the leftist mob, at least they didn't catch a bunch of kids being paraded in the streets with naked men like Seattle. Alex Stein is a comedian. He's a talk show host. His mother died last year, murdered by the COVID tyranny in a hospital. And he has been absolutely on fire. Tens of millions of views a week, all over the place, exposing hypocrisy. Congratulations to him on all of that. Obviously, I didn't intend to have callers during today's show, but I had to because Roger Stone talks to Trump, doesn't want us to brag every day. And he told me, a year ago, yeah, Trump's not running. He's mad. He didn't want to run. Now, okay, they're messing with him. He's going to run. And now he's going to run. It looks like he's going to announce in July, probably July 4th. That's a huge piece of news, exclusive. We've now posted that video, Roger Stone, in the first hour at InfoWars.com. If people want to see the big announcement from the guy that got Trump to run the first time, got him to announce for a little while decades ago, then obviously run in 2015, 2016. What is your views of Trump, Alex Stein, prime time Alex Stein, running for president 2024? What's your view on that?
Well, I really appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate the question because it's a little nuanced. I mean, if you look at what's happening right now in our political culture, you have Donald Trump, who's universally hated. You have the sham January 6th trial that's obviously a waste of taxpayer money. And we know that everything that happened on January 6th isn't close to as bad as what happened in the Summer of Love with the George Floyd riots. But sadly, people are dumb, Alex. You know this. So this is my only, thing that worries me about Trump is there's so much baggage with Trump that DeSantis doesn't have. Now, I love Trump. I like eventual Trump. If Trump runs, I'm behind Trump 1,000%. But these people are so dumb, and they will use fake evidence against Trump that they don't have on DeSantis. So for me, I mean, I'm willing to back whoever is, going to be on the conservative side. But I almost think Trump would be more powerful being a kingmaker than by running for president personally.
Very smart, nuanced statement by primetime Alex Stein here with us right now. They are pressuring Trump into this position. And you're absolutely right. They've got all this made-up stuff, but they can make stuff up about DeSantis. I'm sure you noticed it's now the Secret Service has confirmed this testimony that he tried to grab the beast presidential limo wheel on January 6th and all this, and the letter she said was real wasn't real, and her saying that Trump and Meadows were calling Roger Stone and General Flynn on January 6th, and none of that's true. So I get they can make stuff up, but, I mean, we know they do that. I mean, they say on CNN that I become demon-possessed and have a black tongue. I'd never heard of a black tongue until they said that.
No, I mean, they're going to make up lies, and I have to give Trump so much credit because what he did with the Supreme Court justice and what he did by, turning it into a conservative court and getting rid of Roe versus Wade has saved so many countless lives. So Donald Trump is an American hero for all the countless numbers of babies that are going to be born that were once going to be terminated. And so, he's a hero in my mind. Now, obviously, with every president, you could say, oh, should have done this, should have done that. And if he runs, like I said, he's a great human being just for the Roe versus Wade.
I agree, but it gets counterbalanced by they're now the FDA saying six-month-olds and others with this deadly shot. So he needs to come out and say, hey, I got stampeded into this. It has some problems. They lied to me instead of coupling himself to this loser.
Well, I mean, Alex, we live in a world where they look us in the face and they say sudden adult death syndrome is a real thing. That is the biggest crock of lies I've ever heard in my entire life. Now, we've heard of SIDS, and if you look at the MMR scheduling on that, there's a direct correlation that the big pharma exactly says.
Major Australian studies that SIDS and Japanese studies is caused by vaccines.
Yes, they say correlation doesn't mean causation, but anybody with half a brain realizes that's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie. So they're looking us in our face and saying adults are just dying at 32, thin adults that wouldn't normally have any sort of heart issues.
No, I agree, but here's the deal. Here's why we know he's running. They just announced today six more women say that he raped them with no evidence, just like Kavanaugh. I mean, is that not a big indicator they're scared?
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. All the lies, that's the problem, is people are able to decipher the lies like you and me because we can say that the news is totally fake. But sadly, Alex, you know this, the mass population are all dumbed down on antidepressants, have no idea left, right, up and down. They're worried about their bills. They're worried about the inflation. And they have a president, Joe Biden, that's not doing anything to help them. And we have his son, Hunter Biden, giving $10,000 to Ukrainian and Russian prostitutes. And we don't hear a peep about it. So if people just looked one centimeter under the surface, I mean, just right underneath it, they would realize that we're living in a world of corruption and hypocrisy but they can't see that the forest is right in front of their face because of the big media tree that they have.
Well, that's right. And it's not just that he was with hookers. The media covered it up, and obviously a lot of those are going to be Russian operatives. If you're the vice president's son with hookers, Russian hookers, you can bet you're being compromised. That's the big issue.
And, you know, Alex, honest to God, Hunter Biden is the most redeeming thing about Joe Biden. I actually am empathetic to Hunter Biden. He lost his mother. I have a lot of friends that have struggled with drugs and alcohol. So that's not even the worst part about it. The worst part is how he sold out our country to all these foreign companies, whether they're China. That's the worst part about Hunter Biden. But, you know, his drug problem, that's the thing the media will give us. They'll give us crack pipes all day long. But they're not going to talk about his evil business dealings that have sold out the American
that's
people.
That's right. Him saying, I'm under the control of the top communist Chinese spy. That's on the laptop. And it's all real. They said it wasn't real. They censored people that covered it. But we are vindicated again. Alex Stein is our guest. Your phone call straight ahead. Big, big Wednesday broadcast.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Protest, and he was so happy, they were so upset they didn't know what to do. Here's some of what happened.
You guys are awesome. I love you. I love you. I love you. This is Eric.
Hey, get in.
This is what I think about their signs. Oh, I'm so scary. Oh, I'm so scared. This is what I think about their signs, guys. This is crap. Thank y'all so much.
They're crazy.
We're kidding, guys. This is the
Wait
real
till the people just leave me alone. Get off the match.
This is the start to happen. This is how we grind this down. This is how we win this.
And you know, Alex Stein is a sad story, but you share it with us.
This
I didn't see you share it anywhere else. But
this is what
one
you
city
know.
Council meeting in Dallas is that them killing your mother in the hospital, denying her treatments, what pushed you over the edge. And now you're reaching millions of people a day. Your mother, I know, looking down from heaven, is very proud of you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and I just was a good friend of mine, is Gavin McInnes, and I was on his show, and he actually said it, you know, not in jest. He said your mom dying was the best thing that ever happened to you. Well, first of all, it's the worst thing. I would trade all the, you know, the hits and clicks and followers and all the stuff I've got for my mom in a second to have her back. But I will say this: it has made me a dangerous man because I have nothing to lose, and that is the most dangerous person is a person that has
nothing. It pushed you over the edge.
100%, Alex, and I have no choice but to fight back in this culture war. And the reason why I want to bring up what was happening with this Arts and Crafts Antifa is these people are organized in a manner where half the people that were protesting, there's about 15 to 20 people there. I was doing a charity event for a Children's Health Defense, which is a charity Robert Kennedy runs, and it's, you know, it's an anti-vax charity, basically. And so they weren't there to protest that. They were there to protest me. They had been sending the clubs, they've been flooding them with emails saying that, you know, I'm transphobic, I'm homophobic, not to allow me to go there. And then they showed up. So I guess my point that I want to bring up, it seems so artificial, Alex. It seems like they're getting paid by somebody. It seems like there's some sort of organization behind it. Because, yeah, a couple of those people didn't like me, I'm sure. But probably half of those protesters didn't know who I was. So it's just very confusing.
Oh, it's on record that Soros and the Fortune 500 openly financed Black Lives Matter and drag queen pedophile time.
That's what I'm saying, Alex. I mean, somebody paid them to be there. I mean, I just really don't think they hated me that much because, you know, they didn't really have anything to say. They just sat there with their signs because, well, this is the thing is when you get in their face, I love confrontation. That's my whole, I hate to use this word brand, but I'm about to go to D.C. On the 13th and I'm going to stay there. I'm going on Tim Pool's show and I'm going to be at Capitol Hill and I'm going to go confront all these politicians. I'm going to say, Ilhan Omar, you married your brother. I'm going to say AOC or my favorite big booty Latina. I'm going to get in all these politicians' face because that's what I like to do is I like confrontation. Now, these people, they want to
What did they do when they thought it would scare you? They were there protesting and you loved it so much. What happened after you shot this video?
Well, the funniest thing is that the adrenaline is so high. And so I actually stopped drinking and using drugs. And I used to smoke a little bit of marijuana, but I stopped after my mom died because it was making me so depressed. So my new drug is actually the adrenaline rush from calling these freaks out. But I'll tell you this much. The comedy club, they said, hey, do you want to go out the back door, Alex? You know, there's a door you can go out the back door. I said, are you kidding? I'm going out the front door and I'm holding court out there like I'm the Supreme Court justice myself, like I'm Clarence Thomas, because they want us to live in fear. That's how they use. That's how they manipulate us. They keep us in that constant trauma-based mind control fight or flight state where we're like a dog with a little treat, and that's how the globalists, oh, come here, do this, sudden adult death syndrome. So for me, I'm not going to fall in line with what they want and you let their fear-based tactics work. I'm going to live fearless, and I know one day I'm going to die. That's a sad realization that I do not necessarily like, but I know that that's going to happen. I'm not going to live my life in fear of dying. So I'm going to go out there, I'm going to push the envelope, and I'm going to call these people out. And that's really just what gives me my most passion and most joy, Alice, in this day and age, is exposing the hypocrisy that we're currently living under.
And I like how you're nice to these people unless they got kids there. when they're out running around dressed like idiots, having, you know, a crazy time, okay, we don't agree with your politics, but we don't hate you. When they bring kids to this stuff, then they're the enemy.
100%, Alex. I mean, that makes me sick. There's no way a kid should be exposed to this stuff. And that's why the drag queen story time, that's kind of this month I've gone really viral, because that was I think that happened June 6th, and that was one of the biggest stories.
It's not
going to
lick itself. They got kids in a sex bar.
And they had multiple legislation in Florida and Texas trying to outlaw this exact thing of being sexualized by drag queens in front of kids. But this brought attention to a major problem, is that now all these governments, like New York, spending $2 million for these drag queen story times. Other states are spending
U.S. whose governments are backing it.
So we're doing a good job of exposing this, but these children, they cannot make this choice. Having a trans child is like having a vegan cat. It's the owner making that decision. And that's the problem, is we have bad parents.
Say that again. Having a trans child is like having a vegan cat. Man, that's genius.
And it's seriously, it's just these parents, and that's why Bill Maher, forget his politics, but, you know, he said it best. You look at the amount of kids that are gender hormone surgery or gender, you know, hormone blockers in California compared to Ohio, it's alarmingly much higher, because those are the people, the parents, that are making these
kids. Look, if they can't abort the baby before it's born, they want to abort their genitals later. This is human neutering, is the transgender movement. It was set up to sterilize boys.
That's, you're 100% right. And this thing has been happening for a long time. You know this, that, you know, this kind of trans movement. Now it's just coming into effect, where now they have legislation. Now they have backing. But we live in a clown world where everybody knows it's not okay to do this in front of kids. Even when you call the drag queens out on it, they feel shame. And some people,
by the way, when you watch these videos, almost all the children recoil.
Oh, Alex, they were trying to play on their video game, their handheld video games, Nintendos. And the parents were taking the Nintendos out of their hands and saying, look at the drag queen. So that's all parents' problems. And this is the problem. It's a sexual implantation. Now, I've looked at porn. I've been desensitized to it. But the first time you see a pair of boobs, I can still remember it like it was yesterday. The first time you lose your virginity, these are
they are imprinting them for what they're doing. Exactly.
Yeah, you're much more sensitive to it at a young age.
I was imprinted on stealing my dad's Playboys when I was like 9. I was like, oh my God, I want this. I was having to sneak around the bedroom, like find them in the closet. There was just a girl with her top off. Imagine their little kids being taken to this and being taught that some crazy dude in a clown outfit is who they are. And people love you all over the world. That's something I should add. They love you in India and Russia and China and in Africa. People love you, brother.
Well, they really don't like me in Germany, because that's where my tooth get reported. But I just have to say, the thing is, I still remember the Playboy magazine. I had a Jenny McCarthy Playboy magazine that we had to share, that my buddies would have on the weekend, and I would have it. But now with the sexualization of kids, you give them an iPad, they type in, you know, they can find porn, just, you know, copious amounts.
Well, that's it. I mean, when you're 10 years old, you're like, all right, we all stole these from our dad. Let's go meet down under the bridge and look at them. Yeah. And like, oh my God, look at her, look at her. And that's not adults doing it. It's not pedophilia. It's kids stealing Playboys. It's just women admiring them. Imagine how healthy that is, stealing the Playboys and trading them versus pedophiles coming and kids still in their laps. I mean, it's just light years down a rat hole.
I mean, Alex, and the thing is, we didn't have our teacher's Facebook profile, Instagram profile, so now you know your gay teachers, gay crews. So you just know your whole backstory of these teachers, and I know we're about to go on a break, but you just got to make
this. By the way, a heterosexual coach doesn't go, yeah, I had sex with my wife today, let me tell you how I have sex. It's all pedophilic. It's all wrong. Primetime 99, Alex Stein's our guest, InfoWars.com, Alex Jones. Your phone calls on the politics, 2022, Trump, and more with Alex Stein straight ahead. Stay with us.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election, how they're planning to steal future elections, and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online, it's great that millions watch it online, but you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like In Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
The Heights Public Library today debuting a new children's story hour called Drag Queen Storytime.
My name is Blackberry. I'm a bearded drag queen. That means I'm a lady with lots of facial hair.
I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Storytime.
Drag Queen Storytime.
And we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now.
And we witness parents taking their children as young as 2 inside to take part.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be grooms.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
Amazing. The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
Turn around. And shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library, too.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Do
want to touch my hair?
No.
No.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
You could be a drag queen superhero.
They were all accepting. They all were happy about it and excited and giving me hugs and everything.
Yeah, the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment.
Most people seem to walk away having a good time.
Start them young, right?
Start them young, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyone can do drag. Everyone can do drag.
Everyone. Teach the children. Teach the children.
I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago.
Just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch. Desmond is the world's youngest club kid, and we challenge you, as if you're out there, to find a younger club kid. Will they find one?
Mm-mm.
No.
Please welcome Desmond Naples, a.k.a. Desmond is Amazing.
Yeah, have you been to a nightclub?
No.
No? Okay.
So people all over Twitter, millions of views this week alone, have looked at clips of us 5, 6 years ago, 3 years ago, and saying, Alex Jones is psychic, he's Nostradamus, how do you know all this? Apple, Google, state governments, the federal government, the German government, the French government, the UK government, they've all been funding this. So we knew this was their main assault to normalize pedophilia with children. And they took over the Catholic Church with pedophiles, they took over the Boy Scouts, Penn State, the list goes on and on. This is a cult. That they get you to accept, you bring them in, they abuse children, and now they try to blackmail you with it. Alex Stein, that's my view on this. I want to go to some phone calls with you, but I've been asking a lot of the questions here. What is front and center for you on your radar screen, on your heart right now, you want to talk about?
Well, first thing I want to say, you know, the four words the globalists are most scared of is Alex Jones was right, and that's a trending hashtag always on Twitter. So, you know, you're able to foresee all of this, and I don't want to just kiss your butt, but really, anybody with half a brain, not saying that you're not one of the most talented broadcasters ever, but all this is done in plain sight. You know, if you're really paying attention, you can actually see the grooming, you can see their agenda. The fact that Nancy Pelosi, you know, is so pro-abortion, and she's getting communion from the Pope with her husband who has a DUI. So it's all in front of her face that they just want to actual murder kids, and the kids that are born, they want to, you know, obviously, you know, transition them to the opposite sex. But for me, what's in my radar right now that's coming up is I had a really effective video of me calling out Dan Crenshaw for being a globalist, and as well as Ted Cruz, you know, for their support of the Ukraine, you know, spending their $80 billion and giving that to Ukraine instead of fixing our border. There was just 42 immigrants that died in a hot trailer outside of San Antonio, Texas.
It's actually 52 now.
I think some of them were alive when they found them. So 50 people are dying, and all these people are giving $80 billion and worrying about the border between the Ukraine and Russia. Yeah, we have a massive problem with our border that has more holes than Swiss cheese, and they are actually killing people by them neglecting it. So for me, is I'm going to go up to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to call out all of these on the right and left. If you voted to give money to the Ukraine, I'm sorry, I got to call you out because we have serious issues. I've lost friends to drug overdose.
The deal. Crenshaw contacted a very well-known podcaster and wanted to talk to me. And I said, fine, I'll meet with you. But then he had chickened out. He's like, why is Alex lying about me? He got up a month ago and said, I actually have the most conservative voting record. Don't listen to MTG. She's a fake. I've checked the voting records. He's a liar. So, Dan, your problem is, okay, you got an eye patch. You're a veteran. Great. We love veterans. But we don't love veterans like Benedict Arnold.
100%. And listen, I support the guys in uniform, but I don't necessarily support the uniform being the world police. I don't support it. I'm not a neocon. I don't want us to go and kill people for the military industrial complex so people can literally get rich on their stock trading and buying these weapons. I care about the American people that are in that uniform, that are going to fight wars that they don't get to choose, all because they want to get a college education or because they want to better their lives. So I don't like these politicians that actually manipulate our population into fighting wars that don't benefit the American people.
I totally agree with you. We'll play that Crenshaw clip starting the next segment. Let's take some phone calls on Trump running for president. The word is he is going to announce Monday. He may have tactical flexibility, as Roger said. He may not do it, but right now, big exclusive. The video's on InfoWars.com. Exclusive. Find it at InfoWars.com and share it. Trump set to announce this Monday, July 4th. Who's been holding the longest? Is it Matt? Is it Brandon? Is it Joel? Is it Honey? Let's go ahead and take a call from Matt in New York. You're on the air with Alex Stein.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. Prime time. I'm prime time on the ground. Yo, I can't get that out of my head. And real quick, you got to give the Democrats a satire video. Black old tongue, won't you come and lick away the tears? What do you think about that one? That would be hilarious. Alex Jones with a black tongue just licking Democrat tears. What? Oh, it'd be great. But anyway, yeah, I think it's great Trump's getting back in. I mean, we got to cut him a little slack. He rolled out the death shot. He gave us ventilators, which had a 90% kill rate when we had lung infections down to about 0.5%. I mean, give him a little slack. He flew on the Lolita Express. I mean, just a couple little things. We gotta just throw that out of our brain and just get ready for the roller coaster ride. Because he's coming back, and they're going to form the new Americans. That's right. They're going to herd all the patriots into Texas and Florida, and then they're going to have all the Nazis that infiltrate South America form up with the Texans, and that's it. They're going to wipe out
Matt,
everybody.
You're on fire. You're on fire. But if you can show me Trump flew on Lolita Express, I will not support him ever. I'm mad at him about the poison shot. That you said is true. The second thing you said, where's the proof Trump flew on Lolita Express? He's not on those phone logs. He's not on those flight logs.
They said six times, right? Didn't they say six times? Wasn't that confirmed?
Excuse me?
Wasn't that confirmed that he was at the island six times? Not on the Lolita Express, but he was on Epstein Island six times. Wasn't that confirmed?
Alex Stein, you see any proof of that?
Well, supposedly there's some story that he wasn't on the actual Lolita Express, that he was on a plane with Jeffrey Epstein one time, supposedly. But listen, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to be perfect. But this what does matter is you see there's a viral video of Marina Abramovich talking about how, and she's a Satanist, and we're going to have to go to break very soon, but she talked about how there were some shamans that were high on drugs, and they were actually saying that they wanted Trump because Trump will bring the most chaos. So, you know, Lord knows, they probably want Trump to come back because they want to have another summer of love. So,
but I'm going to say this. I study this. Trump was never on the Lolita Express, according to flight logs. The Democrats have confused it. It's like they say that Trump grabbed the wheel of the Secret Service limo. It's not true. Just like I have a black tongue, it's not true. Or I talked to Trump on January 5th or 6th, not true. Hadn't talked to Trump for over a year whenever that went down. All right. Thank you, Matt. I hear your points, though. Honey, Joel, Bob, Brandon, straight ahead with Primetime Alex Stein. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
McCain. Hey, I pass McCain. Look at I pass McCain right here. You're a rhino. You're a globalist. You're a globalist rhino. You're a globalist rhino. Kid, you're a globalist rhino. I pass McCain. I pass McCain. I pass McCain.
You're a globalist rhino. You're a globalist rhino.
Tell.
Yeah. You know, the more I think about it, it takes a lot of gall for Eyepatch McCain to attack moms who worry about baby formula as, quote, pro-Russia. I mean, that's one of the most outrageous things I think I've ever heard.
So, there you go. I mean, that footage, radio listeners couldn't see it, but it's Eyepatch McCain's people attacking Alex Stein for just asking him questions and punching him and shoving him against a wall. Like, how dare you? But let me answer the question of the last caller saying, Trump flew on Alita Express, which means he flew to the island. Nope, we have the flight logs. They've all been checked on that airplane. In 1997, they shared a flight from Newark into Palm Beach, and that's the only time they ever flew was 25 years ago, Donald Trump on his plane to Palm Beach when he was invited on it. And if I find Trump was on that island or any of this, he says he hasn't been, I'll be against Trump. But that's leftist rumors. Just like they say, Trump hates Mexicans. Where's the video? Trump says all Mexicans are criminals. Where's the video? Or Alex Jones is a white supremacist. Or Alex Jones says he's a fake. Where's the video? Yeah, do they, at socialite events, where they photograph together probably 10 times? Absolutely. I go off what Trump does, Roe v. Wade, you name it. And I'm not defending Trump. I'm pissed at Trump. But I just want to actually attack on real issues. Alex Stein?
Well, thank you for having me. You know, in that video, I put Tucker Carlson at the end. You know, he called, he coined the phrase "I patch McCain" because Dan Crenshaw was complaining about mothers that were complaining about not having formula to feed their baby and calling them puppets for Putin. And I want to say my biological father is Tucker Carlson. He's a huge fan of yours, and I have to give him a lot of credit because what happened after that video, Dan Crenshaw called all the left-wing media. He had Adam Kinzinger, Jake Tapper, Mediaite, running coverage for him, saying that I assaulted him, saying that I'm a member of the Proud Boys. It was all lies because there's other angles where I had about four people filming. It proved that they're the ones that assaulted me. And so I'm going to end up filing a lawsuit against him. I just kind of waited to see if he was going to, you know, try to, you know, pull some sort of a legal scam himself. But I'm going to go after Dan Crenshaw because he's a liar. He's a rhino. All the people that came out in his favor, Alex, were all the left-wing lying media. That says it all. The people that defend you the most and people, you know, on the right aren't defending him. As a matter of fact, this is at the, you know, this is at the GOP conference convention in Houston, Texas. And everybody there universally, Alice, did not like Dan Crenshaw. So
he has no instincts. He has no instincts. The fact that he thinks going on CNN will make him popular with Republicans, he's an idiot.
And Alex, he has such thin skin. He at tweeted me and called me a little boy. I'm about 2 feet taller than him and said I can't get a girlfriend. That's all fake. I have too many girlfriends. I have too many issues with women, much less can't get one. And so it's just,
I will vouch for that, Alex. I'm not gay, but you are a good looking tall guy. So the point is that the idea that you can't get women is preposterous.
I mean, and it's just nanny nanny boo boo, like some sort of middle school insult. This guy is a politician. He's at the, you know, he's making major decisions. He needs to have some professionalism, but he doesn't have it. Just like when that 17-year-old girl called him to the carpet for saying that Jesus is like Superman, and he totally melted down. So this guy, just because he's a war veteran, doesn't excuse all of his terrible policies and all, and just his lack of professionalism overall. So he's not a well liked guy. And I hope somebody will primary him. I hope somebody will beat him.
Well, let me say this about Crenshaw. I don't usually get on bandwagons because everybody hates him. I've just tried to sit back. People really hate him. I mean, I'm at dinner with former liberals. They hate Dan Crenshaw. People like, why aren't you going after Crenshaw more? I mean, I don't know how the hell he won a seat in Texas.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, Alex, because I teased Ted Cruz. I was a little mad at Ted Cruz because, listen, you know, when the power went out, I had to pay for my mom's hotel for 5 days at the Holiday Inn Express. It's her apartment. We had rolling blackouts, the first time that's ever happened in my life. And listen, he's allowed to go on his vacation, but he went to Cancun and then realized how bad of a look it was and flew back the next day. So I just wanted to call him out. And I'm going to actually see Ted Cruz in Tampa at the Turning Point event. And I'm going to go and try to talk to him in a very calm manner. I'm not going to call him out. But Dan Crenshaw, I'm saying, I got kickback for Ted Cruz. I got no kickback for Dan Crenshaw.
A matter of fact, they said, Ted Cruz is a lot better than – I think Ted Cruz overall is good. He has some problems. But, no, Crenshaw is really, really bad news. I mean, look, Saturday Night Live loves him. All of them love him. What does that tell you? All right, very powerful information. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Brandon in California. Let's go, Brandon. Welcome, Brandon.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be on live from California. Listen, I just wanted to say that as much as I like Trump, he's pretty old. He's 76. And I don't care who you are, there ain't a man over 60 that ain't somewhat senile. And I don't know if, I mean, he's got the backing, he's got the support, and he is sort of a savant in some ways. But I don't know if he has the discernment to really tackle the New World Order, because it is a scientific, I mean, these are mad scientists who are trying to openly depopulate the planet, take over. And I don't know if he can open his eyes to that. I mean, he just doesn't seem to be too awake to that reality. So I don't know. I don't know, man. I think we need someone younger. I think we need someone fiery, someone maybe in their 40s or 50s. But
what do you think of DeSantis?
DeSantis, I mean, yeah, I think he's solid. I think if anything, Trump should just back him up. Give him all the support.
Yeah, that's like Alex Stein said, be a kingmaker. Well, regardless, it comes from high-level sources that talk directly with Trump. He is currently planning to announce 2024 run on July 4th. Now, he may change that, but currently, that's the big news.
Well, he's got to run on more than just fixing the economy and the border. He's got to run hard against these ancient reptilian vampires at the top of the pyramid. And he needs a team of people that can help him see that and try to actually legally, you know, pursue justice, because these people are legit murderers. Like,
I hear you. Great points, Brandon. Thanks for holding. Let's jam another call. Let's talk to Joel in California. You're on the air with Alex Stein. Go ahead.
Yeah, in California, exactly. Alex, before we talk, I really just want to say...
Don't cuss again. I'd let you go. We already had to delay it twice. Just don't cuss again. I do celebrate God. I'm not perfect, but I know God's real. I want to be on God's side. I want to be with Jesus. You're absolutely right. What's your view on Trump reportedly set to announce 2024 run next Monday?
I absolutely apologize for doing that, and I regret it. But I think that DeSantis is sort of being used against Trump.
Go ahead.
Well, I think he's got a point. They are pinning them against each other to try to, you know, eat their own. That is the strategy the left is using, 100%.
So you're on the air, Joel. We want to hear your take. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm being a little bit reserved because I'm almost afraid I'm going to curse again because I've been on hold for over 45 minutes. And I don't know if you've ever called into a radio show before when you were young and on the air.
I understand you're fired up, brother. You're on the air now.
We all have called in. Alex has called into a radio show. Yes, we've both called into radio shows in our life. Yes.
I actually tweeted directly to DeSantis and told him that, like, yes, even though you are the better candidate on paper, you're being used against Donald Trump, who is the more effective candidate. They're more afraid of Trump. They can use you against the Republican Party.
But you do have concerns about Trump. Or you don't?
Honestly, no. I think that they're so afraid of Trump that they show that, like, he's the most effective candidate. The concerns that they express show their fear.
All right. I appreciate your call. We're going to do 5 more minutes with Honey and Bob. Honey Bob. Bob Honey. On the other side with Alex Stein, 99. But before we do that, just remember, I cannot fund this operation without your help. We have great products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com, we have the July 4th super sale running up to 75% off, biggest sale of the year on things like the hair and beard support. It's really a great vitamin mineral, 75% off, 40% off knockout sleep support, Alpha Power, Living Defense, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 40% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Vitamin D3 Gummy, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off. Lung Cleanse Plus, 50% off. Physio Magnesium, 50% off. Prostagar, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off. Vaso Beats Complete, 50% off. And double Patriot points on us all. And the Alex Jones is Right shirts to keep us on air. Love you all. Take action. And financially support while getting great products. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.